The West Live. The West Live with Ben O'Shea.
And so now let's talk OnlyFans, the so-called paywall of porn, where people are going online, setting up their accounts, and they're monetizing risque images of themselves.
They are.
Which has totally changed social media.
It has, completely. And the latest person to get in on the act is Kate Moss's sister, Lottie Moss.
Who I'd never heard of before.
Nor had
I. Being honest.
But OnlyFans fans have, I guess. So she's basically saying that, you know, it's so everyday now. Like you said, it's changed everything. Everyone's so used to this now that, you know, having sex is like brushing your teeth.
That's what she said.
That's what she said. So for her, it's an everyday activity.
That probably says a lot about how she's having sex how she's brushing her teeth. I'm not sure.
Yeah, I wonder how often she brushes her teeth.
There probably is some similarities that I probably won't go into on a family-friendly podcast. But this is the thing about OnlyFans these days, right? Like, it's such a ridiculous amount of money that people are making now.
It is.
I think once upon a time, you'd be thinking, you know, like, there's no way I'm going to go embark on a career in pornography. That's just, like, there's a stigma attached to that. I'm not going to do it. But now I think there's the opportunity here for people to, you know, make 50 grand a month, like, to become millionaires by the time that they're 25.
Yeah,
and I think it's really hard for a lot of young people to say no to that.
Yeah, absolutely. And like you said, it's so accessible and so easy to do
now.
And I think a lot of them say, well, you know, I own it. It's my body. I can do what I want. And they're sort of owning it themselves rather than having other people, particularly celebrities, sharing photos like that anyway.
And the reality is the stuff that people are posting on Instagram these days is kind of risque as well.
It's exactly the same. They're just not getting paid.
Get paid for it.